What's up? No, I'm just playing. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Messy Mac Radio. Today is our first episode. This is episode 1, baby. Yes, we want to thank everybody for listening to our snippet episode, making sure that y'all tuned in. We appreciate all the love. This is episode 1. Yes, y'all know we just say everything y'all thinking and y'all just scared to say. Y'all know we gonna have some fun. We gonna get serious. You know how it goes on this show. Once again, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in into our snippet show. We got a good show lined up for y'all tonight. It's late, but oh well, we still gotta bring everything to the people. Let's talk about the queen. The queen. Y'all know her name, Miss Mary J. Blige. Oh my God, the queen. Time on my hands, boy. I started sweating when she was singing it.
Right, and she really sang her ass off.
Y'all gotta bear with me. She has a little, a little cold, but that don't stop nothing from going on. So that's what we're gonna open up with tonight. We're gonna talk about these BET Awards. If you don't know who I am, my name is Lulu. A lot of people call me Mac Lou. That's all I gotta say about that.
And I'm Missy. Most people call me Missy, but she call me Miss. So.
Yes. So I know everybody tuned in to the BET Awards. And like I said, we had to open up the show with Mary J. Blige because she really killed it. Like, she really did her thing. She really, like, she had me in the days. And like I said, she should have had all black on because she killed it. Now, one performance that I wasn't really feeling, I feel like it was extra hype, was Cardi B. How do you feel about Cardi's performance?
I love Cardi. I love the performance, so we got two different views.
We have two different views. I feel like she was bad. I love the emerald green, that money green, but it was just a lot going on in that performance.
I liked her performance with her husband.
Oh, yes. I love that. Shout out to whoever taught Offset a dance routine, because he was really getting it with the dancers, had the little effects going on. Like, he really was getting it. So, shout out to Cardi and Offset. What else was the highlight for you?
The major one, which, I'm not going to be rude, the reason why I watched it was for the Nipsey Hussle tribute.
Of course, R.I.P. Nip.
And I just love his sister Samantha and his mom Angel. I can see where he got all his good vibes from his mother. But you can tell Samantha real.
Yeah, most definitely. I know it was probably at the end. I did not watch the full show. I learned many years ago that I didn't have 3 or 4 hours to watch that. So I just was like, I'ma just watch the highlights. But the baby did good. He fucked it up. I can't wait to see him.
Okay, I love the baby. And I want to see him. But I didn't like his performance. I didn't. I was like, if he gonna perform like that,
I feel like as far as what he had on the stage and all that extra
maybe
shit.
That's what it is. Because when he was rapping, it was like...
I think you feel the same. Like, our opinions are the same as far as style of their performances. Because I didn't like Cardi's. Sorry, that was just a lot of hair flipping and like she was doing a lot of dancing, like you a rapper.
See, I like how he did what he did in the video, like with the whole muscle looking.
Oh, that's what that was. I don't even be watching videos.
I didn't like his performance. I hope when he comes that it's better, more rapping.
Well, maybe we should watch some of his shows on YouTube and see how the show's
cracking. I love the baby. Okay. He a real one too.
We will be in the building July 28th at the Uptown Theater. I'm gonna come dripping heavy and so much sauce. So I don't want you to slip and fall. But yeah, we're gonna be in the baby. Most definitely. So, let's get back to this BET Awards. Let's talk about what some of these people at home. Like, what was they wearing? What's the outfit that stood out to you?
The lime green that we already discussed stood out. Cardi B, she had on lime green.
Oh, yeah, she had lime green on, and she also had emerald green in her performance. I thought that outfit was very cute.
Exactly. And then Samantha walked on stage with the Crippin.
Of course. I have some pants outfit like that. So, yes, most definitely she did. And she's beautiful.
She really is beautiful. And y'all got some things in common. She's an esthetician.
She sure is an esthetician. Shout out to all the estheticians, all the beauticians, all the makeup artists, barbers, locticians, everybody that's in the field of
beauty.
Shout
out to the hoes.
Shout out to the hoes that stay on their toes, play with their nose. Bars, nigga. Bars. Nah, I'm just playing. Speaking of bars, y'all know me and Mesh used to rap back in the day. We was thinking about coming back out with our mixtape. So if we slip a little snippet in for y'all, just, you know.
Like, I really thought I could rap back then.
She
back
really
in my
did.
Early
she was a good, she could flow. She could flow. I could freestyle. I could rap. I could write some stuff, though.
Now I be acting more shy with it.
And then Mary J snatched his tail. Like, them is body goals.
Exactly.
That's all hers. She always been had the thick thighs with the thigh-high boots.
So, let's, even when we're talking about the awards, now that we're on Mary J, let's talk about, do you believe that her and Nas are dating?
I would think it would be a match made in fucking heaven.
I do, too.
A match made in heaven? Oh, my God.
Be perfect for each other.
And they going on tour together, right?
Yes, they coming here, I want to say in August.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We should definitely try to go see them. We should definitely try to go see them. I love Mary J. Blige. My ringtone has been and probably will always be. If you look in my life, you see what I see.
My ringtone is standard Apple iPhone.
Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, it was cool. I seen a lot of videos today of people that were at the parties. You know what I'm saying? The little after functions or whatever. They was at them mugs getting lit. Everybody was sweaty. You know, that's how you know people was kicking it. Or maybe it was just too crowded.
Maybe it was too crowded. Okay, a performance that I didn't talk about. I love Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, how they came through on the horses.
Yes, me and my kids was up time.
I was there.
You was.
I was there. Macy was getting lit. Cassie.
They love that song.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that. But I see Megan Thee Stallion. She was twerking it at everybody's party. Auntie with that bottle with that Douce in her hand, honey.
Oh, Lizzo's performance was good as well.
It was very good. Very good. She represented for the BBWs.
Mm-hmm.
Curves and confidence. Sexy. Just, she brought it too.
She really brought it.
But I'm still stuck on Offset with these dance moves. Like, he was hitting the 5, 6, 7, 8.
Exactly. And they were talking about him on the radio today. Like, how, you know.
I can see him, like, trying to put some moves in. You know, the little T-Pain move. He probably.
I'm going to buy you a drink.
Oh, this fool is a clown. So, y'all know we some clowns. Y'all know we some cookers, so we got this segment called, man, you better get on with this shit. So, what we gonna do is we gonna roast some people. So, since we on the topic of the BET Awards, I done pulled up some shit, y'all. Black China. What's going on with her, y'all? I wish y'all could see this picture, like, I don't know what look she's going for.
The vampire from 1912 looking at shit. Old Victorian looking
ass. Oh, shit. Oh, Disney villain looking head ass.
Yes.
And then her face is just getting puffed. You know who she look like? Is it Dolly Parton who she's trying
Maybe
to be?
She is.
Maybe she is, because the hair is looking like straight cone head status. I mean, it like does. China, she used to be cool.
Now she used to be a bad black bitch. Now she's, I don't know.
Oh, no. Black China, we gonna need you to calm down. But this nigga Rick Ross, y'all.
Oh, I wanna braid my 2-year-old hair looking ass. Oh, I
the got 2-year-old did braid my hair looking ass. Like,
boy, if you
Ross,
don't get.
What the fuck? and then gonna put a video. Did you see how?
There's rich people hair. So no, that's bro, nigga hair.
Did you see how in the beginning of the video he wasn't showing it at first? Cause he fucking knew. He fucking knew that it was a chance that once I slide this camera over, my shit is gonna get exposed.
Why I never knew he had face tattoos?
I never know a lot of shit about that nigga.
You barely clearly, can see him.
Clearly, he don't know shit about himself because them braids, them wasn't even braids.
They tireless.
They were straights.
Telling you. He got money, though.
I'm telling you.
He need to leave them braids all alone.
But one thing I did notice about everybody's outfits, like especially dudes, all these niggas had these pants on. They had little pants and big shoes on. Some niggas was showing ankles. Some niggas had straight boots on. Some niggas had socks on, like Queen Naja's dude. Is this Clarence?
Clarence
said he ain't showing his ankles. He a gangster.
Right. Don't play with Clarence.
Don't play with Clarence. Okay, so Lizzo, her outfit, I guess we going for wood grain.
She a cake topper, that's what it looks like.
Like a wine opener, more so.
Maybe so.
She got the wood grain wine opener.
Put your ass down. Jesus
Christ.
Okay, see.
Okay.
Okay, so YG came through with the nip outfit. I like how he was in red and put Nip on there with those angel wings, though.
Yeah,
I do, too. Kobe Supreme was up there.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion was, you know, Megan.
Probably gay on the under.
I think she is, because I'm like, why? They at a Hollywood party. Moose walking around sweating, pouring shots in people's mouths.
Running ass.
Like, that's the club in Texas. Look at Trey Songz. Look at Trey Songz' face. Like, yeah. What the fuck going on over here?
I mean, you might as well. They were saying nigga and bitch on BET. You might as well thug it out.
Yeah. I mean,
they just got gangsta over the years.
Yeah, like, they did. She's pouring Deuce in Lala Anthony's mouth. Wow, wow. She said, Carmelo had a baby on me. Fuck it. I'm living my best life.
That's fucked up.
Okay. So, we gonna get into a topic. How did y'all enjoy it? Get on with this shit!
Okay, so on to a more serious note. Okay, Bernie Sanders is running for the presidential election again.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about him saying he's gonna remove student loan debt for people with an income under $100,000 a year? He's willing to erase $50,000 worth of debt. That's all my debt, honey. I qualify. Take my shit. He got my vote. That's all that needed to be said.
Yeah, I would love to see Bernie Sanders win because I just feel like he would definitely make a change. And I feel like by him doing that, he is, in a way, giving us some kind of reparations. Because believing debt is, you don't owe us shit. As long as the motherfucker owe you, what? You'll never be broke.
Only problem is a lot of higher-ups that don't want us to succeed. They want people to stay in poverty and to struggle. So they might knock that away because we know that Donald didn't win that election. You know, he won the electoral votes. He didn't win by popular demand, which was our votes. So, you know, they can do whatever they want at the end of the day. I'll still vote. I'm just saying, Bernie got my vote. Take my debt. I qualify.
Exactly. I have so much debt as far as student loans go, but they claim it's good debt, but I'm just like, how is any debt good debt?
How's that good debt when it's affecting my overall score? I'm trying to boss up out here. I've been trying to fix my credit, and that's the biggest thing on my credit. Everything else is like, you know, medical bills. Who pays those?
Exactly. And right now, I'm going to give a shout-out to Chelsea Newman. If you have any concerns about your credit, if you would like to work on your credit, please hit her up, Chelsea Newman, on Facebook. I've worked with her personally. Real sweetheart. Real businesswoman, really about her stuff. So, like I said, if you got any credit issues, credit questions, hit up Jesse Newman.
And before we slide to the next topic, I just want to say, so do you think Bernie's age will affect anything in this election. Like, you know, he's pretty old.
I don't think
old.
So, because all the motherfuckers be old.
All of them old, but he ain't he like 80? You think he gonna have Alzheimer's or something? Bro. We gotta find out who's gonna be his successor. Who's gonna be the vice president?
I have no idea. I mean, it's...
Just don't let that motherfucker that's in there now get on there. I'm sorry. Judge me. Judge me now.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I would hope Bernie does win, because he might do some stuff in the community. We have a new black mayor. Shout out to the new black mayor. Congratulations to Mr. Quentin Lucas for winning. Hopefully he does something, does what he says he's gonna do. But if he don't do nothing, it starts with us. We gotta make some shit shake, man. Y'all gotta take ownership, get y'all some land.
I love seeing my black people prosper. I mean, people in general, but from the background of where we come from, I'm happy to see all my black people prosper in life.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you just gotta have good customer service and be good at what you do. You can't have either or. It's neither or. It has to be both.
Gotta be confident as well.
Confident in what you do. Yes, 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 yes. Let's move on. So tonight, we're starting off episode one with some politics. Sometimes some people might get offended. I'm so thankful for my mama. She grows fresh food and fresh fruits and vegetables. And I know Miss loves watermelon, and I gave her some, so... If you hear her smacking in the background, just know that she's eating some healthy, homegrown watermelon. But anyway, back to the business. You know, around this time, we always hit you with a serious topic. So, you know, we got to get our intellectual on, because we can't just be on here talking about everything that everybody already knows. You know what I'm saying? So... This is really tearing up this watermelon. We are going to talk about failure on our first show. Go ahead and take a quick listen to this quote by Dame Dash.
I have no fear of anything. Yeah. So you can't have fear. Failing is never failing. It's always a learning experience. So the thing about business is how deep your pocket is. I always say that. Like, if you got a lot of money, you can sustain these losses until they turn into gains. But if you have a short paper, if your money's not long, or if you don't have enough, you have to make sure that those losses don't kill and compromise your pocket.
And
you know
at that point, you got to get creative.
But when you do anything, you get better at it the more you do it. And the first time you do anything, you usually don't do it correct. So it's not failure. It's learning experience. If you could get up, and it's like in a fight, the first round you might get knocked out.
Right.
But by the last round, you get up and knock that person out. Who won? Right. You might have lost the round, but you win the whole fight. You got to lose some rounds in business. But at the end of the day, you want that unanimous decision. You got to keep going. You got to finish the fight.
You know, we had to sprinkle you with a little bit of game from the boss, Dame Dash. It's the Rock. People always say that failure is not an option. But in reality, failure is really the only option. Because if you don't fail, you don't learn.
Exactly. You got to learn from your experiences. So you're going to fail. You're going to bump your head. But how will you not know to do it if you don't fail at it first? So.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that we do is because we are trying to find our own way. If everybody abided by the rules and did everything that was asked of us when it was asked of us, I guess the world would be a better place, but then would that make the world more militant?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I just feel like people need to learn from mistakes. I bumped my head a lot in life, but that made me who I am right now. It's all a learning process, but failure is an option. It may not be the only option, but you gotta fail to succeed in life.
Nobody gets anywhere on the straight and narrow path. There are always detours. There are always bumps in the road. So it's not about what happens. It matters what you do after it happens.
Exactly. Like, things can be going great. Everything be smooth and boop. there's a bump in the road.
Boop, boop, boop.
Might even be a wreck in the motherfucker.
Ooh, skrrt.
Tell him, because I just can relate to certain things. We on a...
Shit, I can relate too, shit. Just by me being a college student, niggas was failing classes. That was my choice, cause I wasn't really applying myself, Smokey. But at the same time, like I said, I changed my major 3 motherfucking times, and it's because I just couldn't find nothing that I could sit with. You know what I'm saying? And once I did, I succeeded at A's and B's in every class, graduated, was a part of the psychology club, all that shit. Went to Louisiana Tech, was the top student in my statistic class, was the top student in my philosophy class, even did some student teaching. So it's all about finding what you good at, because everything you not gonna succeed at, of course you're gonna fail. I failed as a mass comm major. I failed as a business major. Being funny that I have my own business now, but back then it was just too much math, too much paperwork for me to do. Then in the middle of me being a business major, I took a sociology class. That motherfucker blew my mind. Went and changed my damn major to psychology the next day. Graduated with honors, Grambling State University, class of 2013, bitch. No, I'm just playing. Truly and honestly speaking, like, not only, you know, did I persevere through the bullshit, and a lot of people that I started school with did not finish. A lot of them are still living down there. Some of them finished school after they left, you know, Grambling, Louisiana. So shout out to everybody that still got their degree through adversity, did that shit. Shout out to everybody that's still trying to find their way, because, you know, we got professional students that's down there still, you know what I'm saying? And it's like 10 years later, like, what the fuck going on? But anyway, no, seriously though, I also lost a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in 1 year. First I lost my grandpa, rest in peace Grandpa Raz. Then I lost my favorite uncle, rest in peace Uncle Ted. And then soon after that, I lost my best friend. After she passed away, I couldn't focus. I couldn't imagine myself sitting in the classroom trying to focus on philosophy and functions and psychological diagnosis. I couldn't get it together, you know what I'm saying? So I just made the pen decision to go ahead and, you know, stay on out, because truthfully and honestly, I got put on academic probation for me fucking up, you know what I'm saying? So in my eyes, I'm taking a break from being indecisive, taking a break from not knowing what I wanted to do. So when I did go back to school, a nigga hit the ground running. I'm talking about I went back a year later for summer school, in summer 1, summer 2, killed the fall semester, killed the spring semester, went back to summer school 1 and 2. Bam, I'm out of there, fall 2013. So I'm just saying, a lot of shit can go on at a time where you're supposed to be so focused, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to understand that, don't let it be a burden, even though it might seem like you can't get focused, can't get through. It might seem like, you know, and it really just depends on who it is too, because every death is not going to affect you and knock you off your toes like the next, you know what I'm saying? My uncle and my grandpa was more so expected because they were older in age, but my best friend, that, man, I love you, Crystal, but that one that hurts the most, you know what I'm saying? That's the one that you have to hurry up and stand on your 10 toes, you know what I'm saying? You have to hurry up and put it together, because people gotta know that when you're grieving, you gotta try to keep your mind right, though, because you can't lose your mind. You can lose your mind when you're grieving. Some people grieve.
Everybody grieves differently.
Very differently. You gotta go through all the stages.
Some people turn for the worst, some people turn for the best. But that all dates back to the failure situation. Like, you know, things happen, you fail, you get back up, dust yourself off and do it all over
again. So. Yeah, failure is definitely an option. So if you out there and you feel like you're failing, you still winning. As long as you're alive, you're breathing, you got a roof over your head, you got transportation, as long as you can get you a meal, might feel like you failing, but you really winning.
Yeah, and things ain't gonna stay that way forever. Shit gonna change. Things can get better.
They will get better.
So yeah, I get the slogan, failure is not an option, but everybody who done probably got somewhere in life done failed at it before.
Of course, many a time.
Yeah, and that's even people that's born in the riches. They done failed at something. Ain't nobody perfect.
Man, and everything happens for a reason at a certain time.
Yeah.
Everything.
Just gotta embrace it, move through it, keep it moving, keep it pushing.
Gotta keep it moving and keep it pushing. Definitely want to bring you a cracking ass episode one. Let us know if you want to be a guest on our show. We are glad to have you. We gonna Charlamagne you. We gonna Wendy Williams you. We also gonna enlighten you. Let you come on here and talk about what you need to talk about. What you want to get your point across. Use your platform. Say what you gotta say.
Email us, messymackcouture@gmail.com.
Email us, say that one more time.
messymackcouture@gmail.com.
Yeah, because don't forget about that. It's going to pop up when you least expect it. And when it don't, that's your ass, Mr. Postman. And since we are residing here in Kansas City, Missouri, this is just a word to the wise. And I know y'all already know this, but you can't be sharing your ideas with everybody, man. People will steal your ideas, period. They do stuff like that. Like, you gotta be sacred and silent with your shit.
People will steal your fucking identity, so you know they'll steal your ideas.
If they'll steal your identity, they'll steal your idea. And it's just, you gotta be careful, man. Don't be so quick to let people know your next move, but that's how you block your blessings, man. More blessings, less stressings. I like that. I like that. So yeah, we're gonna wrap it up for the evening.
Peace, love, and prosperity.
Peace, love, and prosperity. Messy Mac Radio. Yup, this bitch.